What are you afraid of? The TED Radio Hour is asking that question this week. Guy Raz spoke to retired astronaut Chris Hadfield, who commanded the International Space Station, about the scariest day of his life.
Can you describe the day of a launch? Like, what happens on that day?
Oh, yeah. It's beyond butterflies. It's like a that feeling in a roller coaster, I think, where you get into that little chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka chain thing that drags you up the hill to make the ride begin.
Right.
And the closer you get to the top, you see more and more of the world, and there's sort of this
chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka.
Okay, nothing bad's happening right now, but this process is leading to something. And our process is like 20 years that leads, so it's 20 years of chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka up the hill, and that last day is where suddenly come over that crest, and you're away.
This is the entity performing a launch status check at this time. All systems verify, ready to resume count and go for launch. OTC.
So you wake up in quarantine somewhere where they've been protecting you from catching a head cold. There's sort of a wedding feel to it of all of these practiced and unusual places where there's a whole bunch of expectant people and you're wearing clothes you don't normally wear, and it builds. It builds in complexity, and it definitely builds in danger. Until finally, after all of the preliminaries,
T-minus 17 seconds to count.
You are wearing the right outfit, and you're sitting in the right seat.
12, 11.
There's an enormous amount of fuel gurgling and then jostling in the tanks down underneath you, in between you and the Earth.
Start.
And somewhere there's a spark, and bam, some unseen giant just stuck his foot in the small of your back and is now hurling you. With a lot of vibration and very little pity.
Huh.
And you're along for that ride.
Some shuttles have reached through the sound.
So what's the scariest thing you've done, Chris?
The scariest thing I've done is ride a rocket ship to space.
Astronaut Chris Hadfield speaking to Guy Raz. You can hear more stories and ideas about fear this weekend on the TED Radio Hour. Don't be afraid to tune in.